Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Jerry Jeudy has got this town fired up, and who better to talk to about the young wide receiver other than Eli Gold, voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Eli, thank you so much for a couple minutes today. When I say the name, Jerry Jeudy, you think what?
Explosiveness, game changer. You name it, he is it. The guy's got great speed. He has spectacular hands. He is a magnificent route runner. I couldn't be happier for him and for the Broncos faithful. Everybody, you guys are going to love Jerry Jeudy.
And we're visiting with the voice of Alabama Crimson Tide, Eli Gold. Eli, Brandon Stokely here. Thank you again for joining us. We
appreciate your time. Happy to be with you.
When you look at Jerry Jeudy, to me, he was my favorite receiver, and a lot of people, he was their favorite receiver coming out. And like you said, I just believe that he does everything at a very high level on the football field. What kind of guy is he off the football field?
He's a nice guy. You know, he and I have always, you know, hi, how are you? Nice to see you. I'm in my early 60s. He's in his early 20s, so sure. It's not like we hang out a lot. But he's always very nice, very pleasant, very respectful. You know, hello, Mr. Gold. Nice to see you. You know, that kind of stuff. But, around me, he was relatively quiet. But, he spoke volumes on the gridiron. But just a nice guy. He was never in trouble. And you know what? Everybody in the stadium knew that the ball was going to him. Even like the highlight you guys played from Orlando against Michigan. You know, everybody in the ballpark knew it was going to Jerry Jeudy, and the Wolverines still couldn't stop it.
Right.
So that's the type of ball player you're getting.
Eli Gold, voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide, joining us now. I believe you've been calling games for the Crimson Tide since the late 80s, isn't that right?
Yes, I am coming up on my 32nd year as the voice of the Tide.
That is, first of all, just congratulations. In a business as tough as this one, to have a run that is that long is really incredible. So a tip of the cap to you, sir.
I've been blessed, but I got to point out, and you guys know it too, you're always a better broadcaster when you have a good story to tell. And Lord knows, over the 32 years, there have been a few years that weren't that great, but more often than not, I've always had great stories to tell. So, that keeps the wolves away from the door too.
I like that. Well, I brought your tenure up because I'm curious, for someone who has seen and studied as closely as you have Alabama football, where does Jerry right. Jeudy stack up? I mean, this is a program that puts, double-digit players in the sure. NFL every year, it feels like.
He's one of the all-time greats. Even though I've done the games for a long time, and Brandon, you've been around the game forever, I don't know how to compare players when they're at an elite level. You know, if one guy is good and one guy is great, well, you can tell the difference. But if everybody is great, how do you compare Jerry Jeudy to Julio Jones? How do you compare him to Amari Cooper?
Right.
I just don't know. You're going to win with any of those guys on your roster. Julio maybe had a little height advantage. How do you compare him to Henry Ruggs III? Well, Henry is blindingly fast. Jerry is exceedingly fast, and Henry Ruggs is blindingly fast. But you're splitting hairs there. But at a university, so that your listeners can understand, at a university that's turned out those kind of receivers, I can't tell you if he's one, two, or three, or wherever he is on that exceedingly short list, but he is one of the all-time greats.
And we're visiting with the voice of Alabama Crimson Tide, Eli Gold. Eli, when you look at Jerry Jeudy and you look at his career there at Alabama, 3 years there, freshman, played 8 games, and then he went 15 games as a sophomore with 68 catches, 14 touchdowns, 1,315 yards, and then 13 games last year, and he had more receptions, a little bit less yards, but also 10 touchdowns. The expectations for Jerry Jeudy when he arrived at Alabama, I mean, you see him play 3 straight years there. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do.
No, but, you know, and I know this is going to sound pompous, so I will ask you to forgive me, and I'll ask the CU fans listening in to forgive me, because everybody should be a fan of their own conference, of their own program.
Sure.
But I look at life through crimson-colored glasses. I'm guilty as charged. But when you are signed to the SEC by a Nick Saban, you're already good. You're better than good. You know, Nick Saban does not give out scholarships just because somebody's pleasant. You know, so when he came in, you knew he was exceedingly good. And then I go to practice. You know, I have access to the practice during the week. And you see the guy, and he's making these spectacular catches. And, you know, he's just doing, you know, he's going above and beyond. And then you watch him at those same practices, getting the football thrown to him by Tua Tagovailoa, who obviously is a special, specially talented quarterback. Well, you'll just sit there and say, my goodness. I mean, even during the games, I mean, many times on the air, I don't know how the heck he caught it, but he did. You know, or like I said, when we first started, you know, the Michigan DBs knew, because it was no secret, Bama would usually go to Jerry very early, and they knew it was coming. Next thing you know, it's a 75-yard touchdown, and, you know, they're 18 seconds off the clock or whatever it was. But you knew it coming in, because I have bought in personally to the Nick Saban's process, and you know that if a guy is recruited by Nick Saban, he's good. But then watching him on the practice field, I couldn't wait to see him in regular season play, and he very, very rarely, if ever, made a mistake. And just was so, he was so precise in the way he ran his routes, those double moves that would leave a DB, you know, all tangled up in his own feet. That's when you realized quite how good this man was, let alone the hands that would rarely, if ever, drop a football.
There are very few human beings that have seen Jerry Jeudy play football in the last 4 years, 3 years, more than Eli Gold, and he's with us here. He's the voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And this is going to be hard because I'm going to ask you to go back a couple years here, but was there a seminal moment where it like the light bulb went off above your head in a football game or a practice, a moment where Jerry Jeudy just did what Jerry Jeudy does, and you're like, oh my, this is another caliber of wide receiver here?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know if I have a great answer, though. You know, I'd have to sit down and go back. I mean, just some of those catches. And again, I couldn't isolate the particular game. But some of those catches he would make right along the sidelines that were, you know, I remember he had a catch against Missouri back in, I guess it was 2018, a great 81-yard reception. But, you know, he would manage to get his feet down, which obviously is a much-needed skill, and particularly in the NFL. You know, there'd be times when he'd get 2 feet down in a league or in a division of sport where you really only needed 1 foot down.
Right.
In the difference between, you know, between college and pros. And whether he was just practicing for the future or what have you, I don't know. But look, the guy is, when you win the Biletnikoff Award, when you're, you know, on the, what was he, a finalist of the Walter Camp and the Maxwell Award, you know, when you go, I don't care if he was playing Duke, you know, and no disrespect to the Duke Blue Devils, but I don't care who you're playing in Division One, if you can catch whatever it was, 10 or 11 balls in that ball game against the Duke Blue Devils, I mean, you're just special. So there have been so many plays, but you know, to say that there was one seminal moment, and like you said, it could have happened on the practice field.
Yeah,
because I get to see him out there, you know, catching, you know, hundreds of footballs during a course of a week, and the guy was just clearly in a class of his own.
And Soak, I just got to jump in here really quick. That game against Duke, I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember watching that game because the reason it stuck out is because after the first quarter, it was 0-0. It was the first game of the year. I was like, whoa, this Duke team is going to be special. Final score, 42-3. Sorry, Stone,
yeah,
go
I'm
ahead.
I'm just looking it up here while you were and I were chatting. He was 10 catches, 137 yards, three, you know, against Duke. And you know, the guy just doesn't do regular stuff. You know, it's two TDs, it's three TDs, it's, you know, he's an All-America, he's an All-SEC. You know, he had the second most receiving yards, you know, when you, and we're comparing him, like I said, to Amari Cooper and Julio Jones and, you know, the Broncos and anybody in the NFL would be lucky to have either of those guys on their rosters.
Sure.
And you know, and we're talking about a guy who is in that rarefied air. So you know, I think I mean, there's no surprise Elway knew what he was getting, and Jerry, and he's a nice kid. He's a nice kid. You know, again, he was here in, you know, in Alabama, players really aren't allowed to say much. Heck, the assistant coaches aren't allowed to speak out. It's really, you know, one voice for the program, and that's Nick Saban. But Jerry's just a nice kid, and I think you're going to love him there in the Mile High City.
Last one for me, and we're joined by Eli Gold, voice of Alabama Crimson Tide. Eli, I think the Broncos got the steal of the first round there with Jerry Jeudy falling to 15. I didn't think there was any way possible that he would fall to 15.
I didn't think it was either.
I thought they were going to have to move up.
Either.
Yeah, I thought they were going to have to move up to go get him. What'd you make of the report before the draft saying he had a knee issue? I thought it was Bush League myself.
Ooh,
but
good question.
What'd you think of that report before the draft that he had some kind of knee issue?
I knew nothing about it. That's how minuscule the situation was. You know, you could never tell, and that's for sure.
Right.
You know, ask Michigan if he had a knee injury.
Exactly.
In the last game he played. You know, I don't know. You know, at this point, anything you see before a draft, before a big game, before anything, it's like, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But no, I've not heard anything that would in any way be of a concern. Now, that doesn't mean that I know everything. I mean, they could have been sitting on something. The guy might show up with three toes on each foot next week. Hell, I don't know. But, you know, from what I've seen and heard, I'm not concerned about anything. You guys have yourselves a whale of a ball player.
Love it. What better way to leave it right there? Thank you so much. I know we did this a couple of years ago. It was great to check back in with you, Eli, and maybe somewhere maybe somewhere along the line we'll do this again soon. The voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide, Eli Gold. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Eli.
Thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Me on, guys. Take care.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.